Chapter 7. Dr. Van Helsing and Dr. Seward were worried about the children. "Who is taking the children? We need to find out," said Dr. Van Helsing.
"We need to look at the marks on their necks too," said Dr. Seward.
"Lucy's the kidnapper," said Van Helsing.
"It can't be her. She's dead. She didn't take children when she was alive," said Dr. Seward.
"We need to find out," said Van Helsing.
The two men went to see the children. The marks on their necks were the same as the marks on Lucy's neck.
Dr. Seward and Van Helsing went to Lucy's tomb. It was night. They opened her coffin. It was empty.
"A grave robber took her," said Dr. Seward.
"Watch that side of the graveyard," said Van Helsing.
It was dawn.
"Look, a white streak. It's in the trees," said Dr. Seward.
The two men ran to the trees. A child was on the ground.
"It can't be Lucy," said Dr. Seward.
The two men went back to the tomb. Lucy was in her coffin.
"She's so beautiful. What's going on? I have a bad feeling in my stomach," said Dr. Seward.
"Lucy's one of the undead. She's a vampire. She drinks the blood of children. It keeps her young and beautiful. Don't let her kiss you. You will become her slave. We need to put garlic in her mouth. We need to put a wooden stake through her heart," said Van Helsing.
"Arthur and Quincy will help," said Dr. Seward.
The four men met at Lucy's tomb. It was night. The tomb was empty. Van Helsing put communion wafers round the door of the tomb.
"She can't get back now," he said.
They hid outside to wait for her. Lucy came to the tomb with child. She wore a long white dress. She looked like a monster. She had red eyes and blood round her mouth. Lucy saw the men and dropped the child.
"Arthur, my love, Arthur, come to me. Let me kiss you," Lucy said.
Arthur walked towards Lucy. He wanted to kiss her. Van Helsing held up a cross in front of Lucy. She hissed at him and stepped back. Arthur was safe. Van Helsing picked up the communion wafers. Lucy went into the tomb. She climbed into her coffin and fell asleep. The men put garlic in her mouth. They put a stake through her heart. The monster was dead.
"We saved her soul, but there are more vampires to kill," said Van Helsing.
Mina and Jonathan went to stay with Dr. Seward at the asylum. Mina read all the doctor's notes. Dr. Seward read Jonathan's diary.
"Count Dracula. He's behind this. Renfield changed because of him. Renfield's normal now. We need to find Dracula," Dr. Seward said.
"Why did he send 50 boxes of earth to Carfax?" asked Jonathan. No one knew. Jonathan wanted to find out.
"I'm glad he's all better," said Mina to Dr. Seward.
Arthur and Quincy came to the asylum. Arthur was very upset about Lucy. Mina went to see Renfield. He talked to her. He was very polite. Mina was worried. Van Helsing came to the asylum.
"Thank you for helping us, Mina," said Van Helsing.
Van Helsing told everyone about vampires.
"They're called Nosferatu, or undead. They're immortal. They're very strong. They can control animals and the weather. They can vanish and change shape. They must drink blood to live. They lose their powers in the sun. They have to sleep in coffins or in earth from their homeland. Holy objects hurt them. We need to find the boxes of earth from Transylvania. Then we can kill Dracula.